and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and as we continue our look at Women's History Month, we are ending the month with our Monday through Friday hostess. She's the hostess of Jazz with Susan Gatchett. It's Susan Gatchett. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Mindy. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of this.
Great. Now, I've been talking to various women. Talked to Deborah Walker. I've talked to Jamila Ricciardi. Janine Santana, Yolanda Ortega. Now I'm ending with you. And there's a lot. People love to listen to you. And I know I speak for a lot of people when I say this. Your voice is so soothing. Like honestly, like if you weren't on radio, and if I didn't know you were on radio, I'd be like, you should be on radio because you have that voice. So little information, though, did you always want to do radio when you were growing up? Or, what was your thing when you were growing up? What did you want to do?
I grew up in Missouri, and my grandparents, Jenkin and Barbara David, had a summer theater. And I hung out there every summer. I would help the actors prompt them with their lines, pull the curtain for the performances, and just hang out. And so I was always around the theater and lots of musicals. My family, most everyone in my family can sing. A lot of them play instruments. So I was always around music. I got into jazz when I was probably around 14. And my brother and I started guitar lessons. And I didn't last long, but my brother continued. So we were into rock and roll and fusion, and then he ended up turning toward jazz after he heard Wes Montgomery. So I was listening to jazz with my brother and just always exposed to music. So I guess my family really is the bedrock of where my love for music came into being. And when I had several aunts who were on television. My Aunt Susie had a show on Des Moines Public Television for about 20 years, and also they did voiceovers. And so I've just always been interested in the sound of the voice. But music was my thing, and I attended many, many concerts when I was younger. And then when I moved to Colorado in 1988, I found KUVO, and I noticed they didn't have a lot of women on the air. And I thought, well, gosh, I know the music. Maybe I'm going to go down there. So I came down here with Bob Burke, and he introduced me to Carlos. And I said, Carlos, you don't have many women on the air. I'm really interested. And he said, well, come on down and check things out. So I kind of started from the bottom of the ladder and worked my way up to the top. And I never looked back. So it was a career that I never really thought about when I was younger. But once I started doing it, I knew that I'd found what I was meant to do.
Yeah. Okay, and Susan, you you came here, you spoke to Carlos, but the other thing, I know you were helping out KUVO. You started as a volunteer. So how did you make that transition? You're going from volunteer to now you are Susan Gatchett, and you're on-air hostess.
What I did when I first came to KUVO and I met Carlos Lando, he told me to come in and to shadow some of the on-air hosts. So I would come in on a Saturday afternoon because I was working full-time at another job, and I watched what they did, and they would let me read a PSA, and I just walked around the studio and learned the library. And then I started volunteering in 1997, but I became an on-air host Monday through Friday, I believe it was 2000, and I was hired as KUVO's receptionist at the time. So I was on the air 3 hours a day, 9 a.m. to noon then, and then the receptionist the rest of the time. I've been the assistant to the president. I've been the assistant program director. And I've done a lot of different jobs here other than, as well as I've done a lot of other jobs at KUVO as well as be on the air. But I really, I am very grateful to Florence Hernandez Ramos and Carlos Lando for giving me the opportunity to fine-tune my craft. I'm just so grateful to them. And this is what I love to do. I can't imagine doing anything else, and it just brings me such joy. And life is good.
And you play some great songs. You've done afternoons, and then now you're in the mornings. And so how do you come up with that process, of picking out, you know, a song that maybe you like or a listener likes? Like, what, when you pick out your playlist, how do you decide what you're going to play?
I guess I think about sometimes the instrumentation. I'll play a song that with a saxophone lead or a flute or a guitar. And sometimes in the morning, a song will come into my head and I'll think, oh, I really want to play that song for people. I try to play an eclectic mix of music because I love the blues, I love Latin jazz, I love Afro-Cuban music. And I know that I'm not playing the music just for me. I'm playing for a lot of people. So I come in here and I don't have a lot of music prepared. But as I walk through the library or I look on the computer now, things just come to me. And sometimes it will just be my set. I'll be playing a song and I'll think to myself, oh, this song would go perfect after that one. And that's kind of how it progresses.
And who are some of your favorite artists? And also, do you have a couple of favorite jazz songs?
That's like the hardest question in the world, Mindy. It's really hard for me to give you a direct answer. I love the sound of the guitar. So, yes, I love a lot of guitar players. I don't know. I just can't pinpoint somebody. Of course, I love my brother, Charles Gatchett. He's a great guitar player and a composer. But, yeah, I also love, you know, Wes Montgomery. I love Grant Green. I love Sean McGowan. He's an educator and guitarist here. I can't say, oh, this is my favorite. I'm sorry I can't answer that directly, but I just love music. I think music is really important to everybody, and it just makes life a little sweeter.
Now, your love of music, for those of you who've listened during Pledge Drive, you might have heard Susan's grandson, Carter. He will say some stuff here and there. But I know he's kind of like your little road dog, in a sense. He goes with you to different places or venues when there's great performances being played. So you're getting him inducted into music at an early age, it seems like.
Yes, I started taking Carter to jazz clubs when he was 2 years old. He's six now. And he loves the drums, and he's taken a few piano lessons. Paul Romaine is his hero. And my granddaughter Amelia really appreciates music, and she'll sit down at the piano and tinkle the ivories. And we have jam sessions at the house. We have lots of percussion instruments. And I just think it's important to incorporate music into our lives every day. So they appreciate it. Now, they don't necessarily love jazz all the time. And we listen to lots of music. I think I've listened to the Frozen 2 soundtrack probably a million times now. And my granddaughter runs through the house singing that. And that's cool because she's singing and she loves music. So I just think it's important for children and for everybody to be exposed to music, to go out to hear live music, and just keep it in their lives.
Okay, so you said earlier you had, an aunt or two that's in television, and, you know, you said music was in your family, because I know Wendy Fopiano, she's your cousin, and she is a singer. And if I could bring this up as well, you sing, as from what I've heard as well. So it sounds like the kids are getting exposed to a lot of music. And how do you sing anymore, any places?
I don't sing. Well, that's not true. I sing all the time. I have sung at KUVO in the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio. I sang a couple blues. I sang a couple blues tunes with Sammy Mayfield. I sang Ain't Misbehavin' with Henry Butler. And I do love to sing, although I realized that that was not something that I wanted to do professionally. But my cousin Wendy Fopiano is a very talented singer, and I really admire her so much. I think anybody who is brave enough to get up in front of an audience and just bare their soul by singing is incredible. So yes, I have a lot of singers in my life. And I just want to say that I've been here at KUVO since 1997, and I've done a lot of different jobs, but I've always been on the air, and that's my favorite part of my job. But I am so honored to have been here at KUVO for that long, and hope that I'm here for quite a while longer. I'd like to retire from this job eventually, as long as my voice holds out. But I'm really proud of all the work that all of us here at KUVO do, and it just warms my heart to know that we have so much support from our listeners, and that we are getting ready to celebrate our 35th year of public radio. It's just incredible. So I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners for keeping KUVO around. It's given me an opportunity to share music with everyone, and I just really have so much respect for how hard everybody works here at the station. Also, I think it's really important for all of us, when we can, to get out and support live music. Being a musician is not an easy profession, and everybody pours their heart and soul into what they're doing. So when you get an opportunity, please get out there and support live music. Let's take care of everybody, and the world's going to be a better place.
Lastly, Susan, just like to get some words of wisdom from you. So just, if I'm a woman, I'm listening, and I want to break into radio, but it's such a male-dominated field. And here you are, you've been going at it for decades now. So any words of wisdom that you can pass on to a woman who's listening who wants to do it, but they're kind of afraid or they're kind of getting discouraged, because sometimes it can be an all-boys network, you know, so to speak. So any words of wisdom that you can pass along?
Well, I think what I would say to all the women out there and all the young girls is that you have to follow your dreams. It's good to have a nice voice, but it's also important to have the knowledge of the music. And I have always been a person, I guess I've just had a lot of confidence in myself that I can learn whatever I want to learn. And it takes a lot of hard work. And you can't get disappointed when you don't always get to do the things that you want to do. But I say persevere, work hard, fine-tune your craft, whatever it is that you want to do in life. You just really have to work hard at it. And be kind. Just be a friendly person, and you'll find that doors will open for you. And just keep your chin up, because you can do it.
Well, thank you so much, Susan. Thanks for closing out Women's History Month with me and with our listeners. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Mindy. And here's to women power.